Welcome to Odyssey. What's that?
Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Odyssey. What, would you like something hot? Hot?
Hi there.
Good evening. This is John Watsonberger coming to you with a special breaking news report. For the details, we turn to Tom Artichoke on a special assignment in the field. Tom?
Thanks, John. I'm standing here outside a small home in Shipshawana, Indiana, which appears to be the home of a young boy who would seem to be attempting to push a very fat boy off of his roof. The fat boy is quite pale-looking, and it looks as if his hands are, in fact, tied behind his very fat back.
Young man, please don't do this. We're sending a highly trained professional up to speak with you. Just stay calm and don't do anything that would cost the mayor his re-election.
He only has 6 more months of finger-crossing to maintain an incident-free term.
Let's think this through!
No! I'm not talking to anybody but Phil! Phil!
Somebody find out who this Phil guy is.
We're working on it, son. Just hold on.
Officer, what's going on here?
Who the Sam heck are you?
I'm Phil Jenkins. I was just coming over to see Ethan and...
Phil? You the Phil this crazy kid's been asking for?
I don't know. Maybe I might be.
Phil! Phil, is that you?
Ethan, what in the world are you doing?
What? I can't hear you.
You better go up there. Try and talk with him.
Phil!
Ethan, I'm coming up there.
Phil, I'm so glad you're here.
Ethan, have you gone crazy? Who is that guy?
It's the only way, Phil. I have to stop it.
Okay. How about you and that fat kid come away from the ledge and you can tell me all about it?
No, it's not a fat kid. It's a snow boy.
Okay, you and the snowman come away from the edge of
No, snow boy.
What?
He's only 15, like me. He's a snow boy.
He's right. I'm a snow boy. My name is Freezy. Freezy the Snow Boy, my name
Shut
is-
up!
Right. Well, I would have to agree with Phil. We should talk about this away from the ledge.
All right, fine. Come here, Freezy. Sit down and don't say a word.
Oh, right. Name is Freezy.
And no singing either!
Oh, okay.
Okay, Phil. Well, it all started last Friday. Okay, Todd, help me with the head. Let's get it up there.
Sure thing, Ethan.
You know, the head's the most important part. Just ask anyone.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. It's just 2 big balls of snow without the head.
You boys building a snowman?
Yeah, we sure are, sir.
It's a little short, don't you think? Why, it looks more like a snow boy.
Well, I best get a move on. The coppers will be following my trail through the snow. Merry Christmas, boys.
You know, Todd, that creepy old convict was right. He does look more like a snow boy. What should we name him?
I don't know, just Snowman, I guess. Who names a snowman?
Todd, come on, don't be a drag. How about Steve?
Dumb. Something cool, like Flash.
How is the name Flash cool?
Fine, you come up with something.
Well, how about Freezy?
Yeah! Freezy! I love that name!
Well, Freezy it is. Freezy the Snow Boy.
Yeah! His name is Freezy the Snow Boy.
Right. Well, it's in your yard, so you can call it whatever you want. But I think it's missing something.
Well, we got the charcoal eyes, carrot nose, stick arms, and... Oh, dear. He doesn't have a top hat.
You're right. But where will we ever find one?
Oh, hey, boys. What you doing there?
Well... Hey there, Georgie. Good to see you're all right.
We're just building a snowman, but we don't have a hat to put on him.
Well, you can have mine. I don't need it anymore. I've given up the magician life, since I became a horse jockey.
Thanks to my recent misfortunate adjustment in height.
Well, golly, thanks, Georgie.
No problem.
All right, we've got the hat. Let's put it on him.
Wait.
What?
I think I read something about this, or saw it on TV.
What are you talking about? You read about snowmen?
I just have a bad feeling about this.
What? Todd, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, what if it comes to life? Then you become emotionally attached to it, and then you go through all sorts of trouble to save him just so you don't lose him when the thermometer turns red.
You mean when it gets hotter?
Yeah, that. I don't know why I didn't just say that.
Anyway, it's fine. Those kinds of things never, ever happen here in Shipshewana, Indiana. Ever.
Fine, go ahead.
Happy birthday! Wow, my first words. Oh, my third, fourth, fifth, and sixth words. Oh, holy cow, I'm saying all kinds of words. I'm just a snowboy. Snowboys can't talk. Even if they could, they would have to take years of studying to master a language. But yet here I am, millions of words a minute, like a native speaker.
Dang it.
Never happens in Indiana, huh? I'm out of here before this gets any worse.
No, wait, Todd. Man.
What's your name, little boy?
Well, I'm Ethan Daniels.
Nice to meet you, Ethan. My name is Freezy the Snowboy. My name is Freezy, Freezy, Freezy the Snowboy.
Great.
Whoa, that's crazy. But that doesn't explain why you're causing a scene in front of the whole neighborhood.
Well, things were fine for the first few days. I even got a little emotionally attached. We even went on a magical trip to the North Pole and whatnot. But then he got sick of it there and he came back. I didn't know when he told me he'd return again someday that it would be the next day. We even wrote a song together.
What? Maybe not, cause he's not grown up yet. Shorter than an adult, but taller than a pet. It's still okay if you have a favorite toy. Why? Cause he's a boy.
Snowboy, in the house.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Peace out, everybody.
You know, Freezy, you're great and all. I've had a fun time with you, really. But, you know, don't you feel like you belong somewhere else?
What are you talking about? Are you tired of me being here? Do you not like me? Do you hate singing all the time?
No, Freezy, it's not that. Well, it is that last one a little bit, yeah. Plus, my mom's getting tired of you getting the floor wet all the time, and the way you got into the ice cream yesterday was just inappropriate. There's just a lot of things that make it really hard to deal with.
Oh, it's okay, Ethan. I don't mind.
No, I mean it's hard to deal with for me.
Well, I see. I guess I'll just go now. Maybe I'll blow dry my hair or something. Bye.
Freezy, wait.
Yes?
I guess you can stay one more night. That one more night was the worst night of my life, and that next day was just as bad. I haven't slept since this guy got here. I hate him. He eats everything. He sings all the time. He asks questions during movies. He leaves his scarves everywhere. And on top of that, he's now dating my mom. I wish I never made him. I wish I could just go back and change everything. Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Everything.
What? What is that? That you're doing right now?
It's this echoey microphone, remember, that I bought, and I was thinking that this stupid dream would end in some sort of ironic way if I just said that last sentence real dramatic and had the echo.
No, Ethan, this is real, and that's a real policeman down there, and I'm pretty sure you are in real trouble.
Police boy?
No, Freezy, but I'll tell you what, Ethan, I think I know how to get out of this.
I know. Go down and tell the policeman that I'm sorry for the disturbance and...
What? No, I invented a time machine. We could just go back in time and fix all this mess.
You invented a time machine?
Yeah, me and the Ghost of Christmas Past worked out a deal. I would be more jolly around Christmas time if he would give me the secret of time travel.
Sweet. You're a good friend, Phil.
You too, Ethan. Let's head downstairs. I think we have a time warp to catch. Remember, it's just a jump to the left. and then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips and bring your knees in tight.
Let's do the time warp again.
I don't know what you're talking about, Phil.
Well, don't expect anything else for Christmas this year.
Tom, it seems that the young boy and the fat kid have been persuaded to come off of the roof by an older and perhaps wiser friend. It's good to know that they are safe on this white Christmas. Back to you, Wait, something's happening in the house. A bright blue light is coming from the windows. It's beautiful, John. I wish you could see it. It's so beautiful! Well, John, there is absolutely nothing to report about on this beautiful white Christmas day. Back to you.
Thanks, Tom. On behalf of everyone here at the Ceiling Fan News Network, we wish you a good night. Have a blessed and safe Christmas, and a happy new year. The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Radio. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by KMAP Studios. For more information about this and other Tadpole Radio shows, visit tadpoleradio.com. Don't forget to keep up with the latest news about The Ceiling Fan at theceilingfan.blogspot.com and leave us a comment. I'm John Watzenberger saying good night and a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Ethan Daniels in the house.
Yeah. What?
Hey, everybody, Ethan Daniels in the house right here with Freezy the Snowboy. We're going to bring it on.
My name is Freezy.
What?
Freezy.
Yeah.
Freezy the Snowboy.
Oh, boy, check it out in the house. Come on, it's Freezy. Yeah.
My name is Freezy.
What?
Freezy.
Yeah.
Freezy the Snowboy.
Oh, Freezy the Snowboy. What? His Freezy, name is Freezy, yeah, that much is true. So is what Freezy, he is, baby, hard Freezy, to chew. So listen Freezy, up, don't look around, cause this boy, here is a new kind of sound. He's made of snow, yeah. He doesn't have
my
toes.
Name is
he can't
Freezy,
smell, cause he has a carrot
Freezy,
for a nose.
Yeah.
Got it, yeah,
Freezy,
what? Maybe not, cause he's not grown up yet. Shorter than an adult,
boy,
but taller
yeah,
than a pet. It's
house,
still okay
what?
If you don't have a favorite
yeah,
toy.
Snow
why? Cause he's
Ethan
a
and Freezy,
boy.
Snowboy, in the house.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Peace out, everybody.